Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. At a time when so many employees are getting laid off due to the pandemic, you would assume that whoever has their job should be extremely grateful. Unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be the case with this employee who works for Rapid KL. Not only is the employee slacking, but the employee was also captured sleeping on the job. Their reason? A K-drama marathon that went on too long. Kami Munarima Tagoran Birkanan Staff Kami Yong Satu Ini. Selepas Siasatan Dijalankan, Rupanya Baliao Tok Kukup Tider. Posted by Rapid KL on Friday, January 15, 2021. We received a complaint about one of our staffs. After investigation, we found out that she has been sleep-deprived due to a K-drama marathon last night. We can reassure that she's no longer asleep as we've asked her to sanitize an LRT coach as punishment. While other cats are worried about their next meal or whether their belly rubs are sufficient, here's a cat that has a perfectly good job but instead doesn't appreciate it. In a subsequent comment, Rapid KL updated that the cat is angry for being exposed in such a way. Alamak, Seekantik is angry because the admin is posting about her here. She said that the post is embarrassing her. Netizens in the comments section chided Seekantik for being too lax at her job, especially during these tough times. We hope the punishment of sanitizing the LRT coach was sufficient for her to realize how lucky she is to have her job. Here's a PSA to all humans and cats, no matter how much we want to swoon over our favorite characters in Crash Landing on you, please remember to put your jobs first. Seekantik, please keep your binge watching to weekends or your off days henceforth. Also read, there's someone here with a pink wristband. Majin Mum trolls family using innocent cato. Source, Rapid KL. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.